John was a burning and shining lamp. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. You all remember who John the Baptist is, right? He's the patron of our season. He's the one who's the precursor of Christ, the one who calls out to Jesus before all people and says, "Behold, this is the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world." He does all these great and many things to be able to prepare the way. And Jesus, today, in our gospel, is referring to him as a burning and shining lamp. Now, what he's saying there is that he really shows forth the glory of God, but he's not the light itself. Jesus is the light. That's what we proclaim in our creed. God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of the same substance, consubstantial with the Father. Okay, so that's what he's pointing out there. But I think what would help us today to grow in our own spiritual lives is not just to know that as a fact, that Jesus is greater than John the Baptist. We know that. We come to daily Mass. We really understand that to a great extent. But what he says here about John is that he says that he is a burning and a shining lamp. And I want to put to you, there's a reason why he calls him a burning and a shining lamp and not a shining and a burning lamp. Why is that? Because what is important about John is that he's burning, not that he's shining. What does it mean when you look at these Advent candles over here? What we really want from them is we want the light, right? Because that's what pleases us. That's what really shows off to us, and we can see it from a great distance. But that's not what's most important about this candle. What's most important is that it's burning. And because it's burning, then it's able to shine. But what impresses us is the fact that it shines. St. John the Baptist, when we talk about that, when the life of the soul that is really trying to seek God, is one that we speak of as burning. Burning with what? What caused Jesus in the temple to cleanse it? Why did he do it? What does it say in the scripture there when Jesus drives out the money changers from the temple, cleansing the temple? Quotes a scripture from the Old Testament which says, "Zeal for my Father's house consumed me." What's going on in this candle is that it is being consumed by that burning. And that burning is the zeal. The zeal. And so because St. John the Baptist was so on fire, so full of zeal for God, that's why he was able to burn within, because his one focus was upon Jesus himself. One focus was upon God, upon being the precursor to the Messiah. And because of that, it says in the scripture here that people were content to look at his light because they saw his splendor. Because he was burning, they were able to be impressed and to be drawn to him because of his shining. Well, we know a lot of people probably in our lives, we won't give any names to any of them, who were impressed with their shining, with their splendor, with the good things that we see, so we're drawn toward them, but they're not burning. They have really impressive things on the outside, but inside they're dead. Nothing is going on there. They're not exuberant about God. They're really lukewarm. They're living lives that really don't attest to the goodness of God. So they have all this showiness on the outside, but they don't have it within. That's what we call vainglory, a false holiness. Really deriving from a false humility. We don't want to be that person. Really, what our focus should be is to be like St. John the Baptist. Who cares what anybody says? Who cares if they're drawn to us or not? That's not our point. Who cares if this church is full of souls? Yeah, that'd be a great thing. I would love that. But what I care about is that the souls that are here are burning. Because when a soul is burning, you always find the light. We don't want just the light. We want the burning. Because it is the burning that leads us to burn forever in God's presence. And if he's the only one who's seeing the shining light, the splendor, that's all that matters. So let's take that today and ask our Lord, as we enter into this Holy Mass, God, let me be burning with zeal for you. Let my one desire be only for you. And Lord, let me be consumed for you. Who cares if anybody else sees the splendor which you've given me? It's for you anyway. In this Mass and in this Advent season, help me to really burn for you. St. John the Baptist, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.